Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I guess the topic of discussion has been, for us, the potential for the Falcons to possibly take, and I know you've heard this before, a pass rusher in the draft.
It's a tale as old as time.
You know what? For all of our sanity, let's just say a front 7 defensive player. Would that be Would that be like misleading, or would that be kind of just?
No, I don't think it's. Well, I mean, like, the name Jalen Walker just came up. He's not gonna be there at 15.
No, both he's of not. Us. He'll be gone. Like, he'll be gone before 8.
I think you brought it up in a good way of saying, what does he do? Great. If he's there, we're taking him. I mean, I don't think neither you or I would doubt that once. He's an athletic defender in the front 7. Either way,
I do doubt it. If we were picking, yes.
Right.
There's nowhere else you can go on offense, right? At 15,
yeah. I mean, like, you're returning almost every starter.
Like, where would you got Darnell? You got Drake. The tight end has got another year here. You got 2 running backs. You got at least for next season, and the quarterback is there's nobody in this draft class. I would have taken over Michael Penix last year.
Me neither.
Last year, not, me neither. You know, if they were
this year's quarterback draft seems a lot like the NBA draft did.
And there's no tackle. There's no offensive lineman to me that says I need to take him top 15. Not to mention the position you might need on offensive line. Are you taking it 15? Did you take a center at 15?
Careful. No. The answer's no.
Exactly.
But,
and that's not a knock on. It's not a knock. It's just reality.
Well, I think to your point about hoping that the Falcons draft a guy in the front center of that defense, I think the only way you can stray away from that is if it falls the way you kind of would.
Well,
needed to fall is maybe corner. Like, I think that's the only other position you could probably go. That makes sense.
You could go safety too.
That's what's starting. Yeah. That's what's really starting to worry me. Is I've seen 2 different mock drafts. I have Will Johnson, the cornerback from Michigan, who, by the way, missed all year at 15 of the Falcons.
You're worried not necessarily about them taking him, but just the position in general, because you would rather see someone on the line.
Wouldn't we all? Like we've just gotten to a point where it's almost comical that I even have to, that any of us have to get on here and wonder if he'll take somebody in the front 7.
I think this. Who's your elite player in the front 7, not named Caden Ellis? Who's your elite player?
And even saying he is elite, even that might be pushing it.
Yes.
His numbers are elite. His output's elite, but
Yeah, but because of deficiencies around him,
right.
he doesn't.
I think you have to at least be a Pro Bowler if we're going to talk about being elite.
Okay. Well, you have two in the back end.
Right.
You have an elite safety, all-pro safety, and you have an all-pro at cornerback who's locked down. I'm not diminishing the need for back-end players. I'm diminishing the need to go get a guy in the top 15 unless he is the best player by far at that spot when there is very talented players that could be there in the front seven that it could immediately make you better. The thought of Walter Nolan being on our interior, considering the fact that you might have to figure out the future of David Onyemata and possibly Grady Jarrett because of cap implications, to me, puts me in a spot where, okay, take him right now. Take him right now because I think he'll be there. I'm not sure if Walker is. I think he'll be there. I'm not sure if Mike Green will be because I think Mike Green's going to jump up when all is said and done with his testing because of what he can do. That said, Shamar Stewart and Nick Skorton are both good guys,
bring
too.
Up because you mentioned him as well when we talked to Charles Davis. So, yeah, what does Charles think about Shamar Stewart?
He's another guy that – I'll put it to you this way. Plays on the edge, right? A little bit more of a power edge player, in my estimation, than that silky smooth, you know, super upfield guy, that sort of deal. Not that he can't do those sorts of things. But you're gonna have to pack a lunch if you're gonna deal with him all day long. But here's where it always gets thrown off. You look at his sack number. He had 1.5 sacks last year. So your immediate thought is, what? He's supposed to be a big time guy. What's going on here? I'm seeing more and more of that coming out of college football where the numbers don't match the potential or don't match the grades. And I had to teach myself to be very careful to not go 1.5 sacks. You guys are kidding me, right? I'm done with him because I would be wrong. Okay. Trayvon Walker coming out of Georgia was not a huge sack guy. I think he's been double digits in the NFL. All right. Chop Robinson coming out of Penn State last year. 4.5 sacks last year, and everybody was just raving. Chop Robinson, gotta get Chop Robinson. Chop Robinson, 4.5 sacks. Yeah, well, he had a really good rookie year. Remember when Adafe Owe was known as Jason Owe coming out of Penn State? 0 sacks his senior season.
I mean, Charles brings up so many good points. And Chop is another guy that we talked about last year numerous times.
Yeah.
Building up.
Yeah.
To
he was our safety valve.
Yeah.
He's like, well, if he can't get him and him, I'd take Chop.
Yeah, take Chop right now. No doubt. All right, listen, hear me now. They're not taking a quarterback at 8.
I'm just glad we're not taking an 8 this year.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I feel like we had 8 3 straight years, Steph. We had Pitts at 4 and then Drake, Bijan, and Penix all at 8. And I was like, well, you know, at least we're not going to pick an offensive player at 8 this year.
Although I wish we were 8 just for the simple fact that we might be able to get Jalen Walker.
I agree. Now that I agree on.
I'll take that guy.
That I do agree on. But, you know, Nolan Smith had 11.5 sacks in his career at Georgia. And his best was 3.5 in the 21 on elite defense. And Rusty, you know, I tweeted that out. Shamar Stewart has 4.5 sacks in his entire career at Texas A&M.
Yeah.
So there is a red flag there with putting him up. But the reality is okay, who cares?
Yeah.
If the guy's dominant, if he's a physical freak and you can I look at that less than, well, do I have the guys in the building to develop him?
Yeah. No, and the thing is too, I mean, think about it. We just talked about Walter Nolan. And we have been today. And you put him, we've talked about Nick Skorton and Shamar Stewart. You know, Walter Nolan came from Texas A&M.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous to think about that all three of those guys being in the same room at one point. It's crazy. And, it's nuts.
And then the knock on Mike Green is what he did. And I need to look up Jack Sawyer sex. Apparently a lot of people are in love with Jack Sawyer.
Yeah.
And
he and the guy, the Mason Graham kid out of Michigan, a lot of people in love with him.
That kid, well, he won't be there. He's gone.
I don't think Jack Sawyer would be there either.
Yeah. And I've not watched film on Jack Sawyer yet. Like, you know, you and I have sit down and we'll do that. You know, but Sawyer's a guy that's got 23 sacks in his career. He had 9 last year. Played on a very good defense. Again, I want to see kind of how he looks. It just goes to Mike Green had 17.5, and one of the guys he dominated was an Ohio State player. Doesn't matter where he played, how many offers he had out of college. I mean, David Pollack was a 3-time All-American and was a 3-star recruit. You know? I mean, you were an All-American and you were like a 3-star?
I was a 4.
A 4? Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, depending on the you were a 3-star for at least one recruiting source, right?
No, there was, speaking of which, this is 2005. There was only one recruiting source. There wasn't like wasn't 247 wasn't around
well,
or on three.
As a college sophomore that should have been a college senior, I had you on my board as a 3-star.
Is that what it was?
So, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Squidbilly.com. SBRecruits.com.
The Squidbilly News Network, man. We had no, I kid. I'm joking.
Just because Charles got bad said level. You were smart today.
Well, yeah. I
was not.
Because my breakdown was on point. I mean, I could be, call me up, Terry. I'll do this in the morning and I'll scout in the afternoon. I mean, just give me the pick. Give me the pick. That's what I'll do. But no, look, the reality is I don't care. When you're on film and you flash, it's one thing. That's good. And then you see it done against Power 4 teams, it's done. But just because you did it at a school that is a factory doesn't mean you'll do it in the NFL.
No. That's not a guarantee. But
yeah.
It certainly ups your draft stock when you're doing it at a really good school against competition. All of that plays into it.
It's such an inexact science, too. And I think when you look at it, there's a lineman, and I'm going to mess his name up, so I'm not going to try to say it, but there's a tackle from, I think, South Dakota or North Dakota State that has moved to interior offensive line and is dominating at the Senior Bowl. And that's a guy who you're like, oh, he plays tackle. No, he plays guard. Ah, man, that's a tough transition. You played the FCF. No, crushing everybody right now and has been going to town. So it's just, look, man, it's an inexact science. It's just, that's why it all comes down to at this point, like we're pre-Senior Bowl. At this point, it comes down to which positions are we looking at? And that's why I think it's so frustrating, because how many times have we had this conversation as Falcons fans where you look at the front seven, you go, ah, very obvious. Now, I'll give Terry this. He went heavy in the front seven last year. He went heavy. There's no doubt about it. The Trice and Dorless and Roro and, J.D. Bertrand. He went heavy. Zion Logue, who's not even here anymore. So I'll give him credit for that. He understood the need last year, but we drafted developmental players that did not do anything last year.
That's the one thing that I'm curious about is how that affects the draft this year. Is the Dorless and Aroro stuff, but mainly the Braylon Trice. Do you feel the need? You don't need another necessarily edge rusher considering Braylon Trice is a guy that's there who's essentially going to be another draft pick. You haven't gotten him. He's coming off injury. But then again, stockpile.
Yeah.
You had a running back coming off a 1,000-yard season, and you said, this guy is the best player in the draft. And guess what? John Robinson's played like the 8th pick overall in the draft.
Well, here's the one thing I will say, and I can say this because I've been in this guy's shoes. Coming back from an injury like that for Braylon Trice as a 3rd-round pick is very, very difficult, and it will be difficult. And when I watch the film on Mike Green, he's a rich man's version of what Braylon Trice's film was a year ago. He just is. 2-point stance, explosive, but I think that he has another gear that I don't think we ever saw Braylon Trice get to in his college film. So I think you have to also take that into context. What is Braylon Trice at his absolute best as opposed to what you can get, in some of these earlier slots in the draft? Remember, they only got 5 picks this year. So
it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's another thing to take into consideration.